I christen thee Disney Fantasy. May God bless this ship and all who sail on her.
This is your Walt Disney World picture phone operator. How may I be of assistance?
Nothing is rehearsed. There is no script. We don't know what will happen.
You are the passengers in a most uncommon elevator about to ascend into your very own episode of
WDW Radio.
Your information station.
Hello and welcome to the WDW Radio Show, your Walt Disney World information station. I am your host, Lou Mangiello, and this is show number 411 for the week of July 5th, 2015. I am here to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience and bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are with this podcast, videos, our blog, live broadcasts every Wednesday night, special events, books, audio tours, and more. You can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes and find everything else over at wdwradio.com. So this week, I invite you to virtually join me around the table as we visit Mexico in Epcot's World Showcase for a live dining review of La Cantina de San Angel. We'll sample a number of items from the extensive menu and let you know where we think it ranks among the other counter service locations in World Showcase and ask your opinion as well. I'll then have the answer to our last Walt Disney World trivia question of the week and pose a new challenge for your chance to win a Disney prize package. I'll then have more information at the end of the show about upcoming WDW Radio events and meets of the month. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of the WDW Radio Show. The only thing I love more than taking a leisurely stroll around World Showcase and listening to the music and watching the people and looking at the boats and the American Adventure and hearing the background music, the only thing I enjoy more than wandering around and doing that is eating around the world as I do that. So obviously I'm here today in World Showcase in Epcot Center, and it'll always be Epcot Center for me, strolling through the promenade. And as you know, I believe that our attractions are just things you do in between meals. And so I thought it was only appropriate that today we do another live restaurant review. And I have done inside the Mexico Pavilion. I have done Katsura Grill. I don't remember the other ones I've done. But today I thought we would enjoy this relatively cool summer day because it's only about 104 as opposed to the normal 117. And do a counter service location that you can enjoy while you are wandering the promenade. And as you know, food is always best when it is enjoyed with friends. And so I have brought a friend along with me again, returning to the show one more time because it was so awesome the first time, is John. You know him as Big Fat Panda. He is Big Fat Panda, I think, on all the social. It's a term of endearment because it's a name you gave yourself. Brother from another mother, it is so good to see you again.
Thank you so much. I am so thrilled that you called me to do this again with you.
I am so scared because the first thing you said to me was, dude, I am so hungry. I didn't even eat breakfast this morning. I'm like, I need to call American Express and give him a heads up about what's coming.
I learned from last time. Last time, you ordered a lot of stuff, and I got nervous. And if you're making me nervous, you ordered too much.
Yeah.
So now I didn't eat breakfast, and I'm really hungry. I'm warning you.
Now I'm nervous. So now payback, you know.
No, I get full quick, though. I get full quick.
No, you don't.
I do. I eat often, more than all at once.
Well, look, it's all in the name of research. So you know that when we go and do these things, we can't just order, you know, one little thing for me and one little thing for you and then split a dessert. We got to try more than one. And today, you obviously probably can't tell by where we are, but we are, we're going clockwise around the promenade. Not my kid, by the way. Just saying, talking about the sights and sounds of Epcot Center. So today,
I should have said, Daddy's working.
Wow, that kid is not happy about something. So today we're going to go to, relatively speaking, one of the newer locations here in Epcot Center at the Mexico Pavilion, La Cantina. So Mexico obviously has not one, not two, count them, three different dining experiences. There are two sit-downs, one's inside the pyramid, La Cantina de San Angel, which is one of my favorites. I love the San Angel Inn. We did a live review of that a long, long time ago with Tim Foster and somebody. I don't know. It was dark. And then there's also La Hacienda. Really, the margaritas? Nice.
That sounds good.
Have you been there before?
I have not.
Come on.
No, I've been to La Cantina once, and it was delicious. But I have not been to the other one. What is the other one called?
La Hacienda.
Oh,
this is this is Epcot, by the way. This is the one with the big ball.
Listen,
the
when front. You said there's three sit-downs, I thought about it. Two sit-downs?
Two sit-downs.
Three locations.
I mean, you what can sit down say? Here, but it's a counter service.
What does that say about Americans' love for Mexican food?
We know that when we eat Mexican food, we eat a lot of it. We bring our stretchy pants, we unloosen our belt, and we need to sit down and enjoy.
I agree, but they really have the market on something, apparently, because you go to, like, the other pavilions, there's one.
Well, because, I think when you walk around Epcot, you know, look, what I love about this place is it allows you to go on sort of a culinary adventure, especially during food and wine. But for some people, they're maybe a little bit more afraid to step out of their comfort zone. So you don't need seven restaurants in Morocco, and nobody's going, you know, we need more Norwegian food here. I need more Viking food in my diet. But Mexican is something that everybody can sort of relate to and enjoy.
Yeah, and I can safely tell you, even before we eat, these are not Taco Bell stuff. And I like Taco Bell. This is not Taco Bell quality. This is pretty good stuff.
So I've only been here one time for Meat of the Month, and I didn't get a chance to eat, which was totally went against the plan. And when it very first opened, they had like little samples way back when, and I guess it opened probably 3-4 years ago. I should have thought about that ahead of time. But it is relatively new, and what I love about this place, and hopefully we can snag a place, by the way, that was lightning.
Whoa!
Hopefully we can snag a place outside by the water, is it is outside. You can just walk up. You don't need a dining reservations. Dude, I say we just... You know,
yeah,
dive in.
Let's
just dive in. Let's just dive in.
Whoa.
That was right in the lagoon. Whatever.
I dig it. Look, I love me some thunder and lightning. So as soon as you walk up and walk to the archway, they talk about it's an authentic Mexican comida, which I think it means authentic Mexican food. And there's a lot of items on the menu here. So let's sort of go through it. And I'm going to apologize in advance for butchering the Spanish language. I took 2 years of it. I was with somebody who spoke Spanish at home. I just don't have that part of my DNA. That being said, I have to get close because I can't read. So there's pollo cascabel, grilled chicken, Mexican rice, corn, cascabel sauce, and pickled onions. Tacos de barbacoa. Now you're speaking my language. Seasoned beef, homemade corn tortillas, Mexican rice, refried black beans, and red salsa. Tacos de pollo. I know that means chicken. Tacos de pescado, that is, fish tacos. Who doesn't love a good fish taco? Oh, my God.
You can do
empanadas,
that. This is a fish taco.
Empanadas con queso.
That sounds good.
Oh, gosh, we have to get that.
Mexican slaw.
Mexican slaw. I don't even know what Mexican slaw is, but I have to get it. Nachos. Who doesn't love a good nacho? Guacamole with totopos. I know what that is. And I like guacamole, too. And Mexican salad. Ensalada Mexicana.
Salad.
Come on. Stick it to the man. You got to get meat and, like, fried stuff. And all of those entrees run about $11 to $12, $13 or so. And there's kids' menu, has chicken tenders, I can say that twice, and empanadas con queso. Those are $8. There's also sides of refried beans, guac, sour cream, nacho cheese. And we're going to have to do desserts, too. And I want to try something I've never done before. Jarritos. I think I said that right. It's a traditional Mexican soda.
Oh, that sounds good.
Pineapple Mexican. Pineapple mango. Fruit punch and apple cidral. I don't know what
Jarrito,
that means.
Sounds good.
I probably just butchered the language.
I know.
But I think the J is an H.
I didn't know they have fruit popsicles. $3.95. That's not bad. Watermelon, mango, lime, and coconut.
Oh, we have to get dessert too. And the churros here are different than the churros you get at the stands.
If I had a kid though and he wanted to order the chicken tenders, I'd order it.
You'd punch him in the face.
No, I'd have a conversation with him. Stop that. And then I'd punch him.
Listen, I have friends that's it. We go anywhere, like to all these restaurants are like, chicken tender. Look, I like me a chicken tender too, but.
Or the Uncrustable.
You know what? Every now and then.
I know, they're delicious.
But wait a minute. Way back when, go on the Wayback Machine with me to Aunt Polly's Dockside Inn. They used to have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, right. White bread, yes.
Like real peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yes. All right, so do you know what
people
you're getting
at?
Oh, we're blocking the way. Sorry.
Yeah.
What are you getting?
I will go with tacos de barbacoa.
Oh, you can't get that because I was going to get that.
Okay. Well, you can get the fish ones, no? You like the
All right.
Fish
so
ones?
I have to get the empanadas because I love me some empanadas.
I'll share that with you.
And I'll ask them what their... maybe the guacamole with the topos. We'll ask them. We'll ask them what their favorite...
Not a guacamole person, but I will for you.
Do you know what I didn't realize, too? They also have beer. They have Dos Equis and Modelo and margaritas. Patron, cranberry on the rocks, lime on the rocks, pomegranate, lime, frozen mojito, shut the front door, mango or lime frozen, and a pomegranate liqueur floater as a little option.
Pomegranate, lime, frozen mojito sounds good. It's as much as the meal, though.
It is, but that's a nice mojito. That's, on a day like today?
I'd have it.
I don't know. Kids, don't try that at home. All right, let's go right here, because like you, I'm famished. And this guy heard me trying to pronounce the names, and he was just laughing at me.
I think by now they look over and be like, it's just Lou Mangiello doing his thing.
Here's the guy talking to himself again. All right, so what is your favorite thing on the menu?
I think the barbacoa taco.
The barbacoa. I knew it.
See? What I was ordering.
Right. All right. So, what's your second favorite thing on the menu?
The nachos.
The nachos.
Another thing I want.
Tell me about the guacamole with the topos. Like, what's the totopo?
The totopo is just a chip. It's a tortilla.
Oh. All right. So, all right. How about a tacos de barbacoa?
Tacos de barbacoa.
An empanadas con queso.
Everything that you want.
The barbacoa, the empanadas, the guacamole.
With chips? With the totopos?
Sure.
Okay.
And am I pronouncing it right? Jarritos?
Jarritos, sí.
All right, what's the best one?
I think mango or pineapple.
Mango or pineapple. Which one do you want?
You know what? Get one of them. Okay. I'm going to get a Diet Coke because I won't drink the whole thing.
All right. I'll have a pineapple, please. He'll have
it.
All right. Pineapple's going.
Diet Coke.
And what else am I missing? That's enough for two people, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
Okay. Let me check your order. It's one taco de barbacoa, one cheese empanada, one guacamole and chips, one jarritos, pineapples, and one Diet Coke, right?
You got it, brother.
Okay. It's going to be $40.94, okay?
Thank you, Becky.
Okay, so we got our food and we got a spot in the covered. Dude, this is exactly what I envisioned when I closed my eyes late last night and I envisioned lunch with Panda today. I envisioned about 11 pounds of Mexican food and sitting out by the water of the World Showcase Lagoon, enjoying lunch. And that was the first thing I noticed, not just how good it smelled, but there's like a lot of food. Like that tray was, I almost needed like a little like help carrying the tray over.
It looks great. I see a lot of food. The guacamole looks like they gave you a lot.
Right? There's like, I mean, that's a softball-sized thing of guacamole. A softball-sized thing of guacamole. You're a little frightened of the empanadas because you have no idea what an empanada includes. And it's a windy day and it's raining, so we're getting a little bit of a breeze as well. And like it or not, man, I'm going to taste some of your barbacoa tacos.
I'm tasting your empanada.
So why don't you try something you've never tried before?
I've never tried an empanada.
Okay, so you've never tried an empanada and you've never tried guacamole because what'd you say? Never mind. But you've never tried guacamole.
Somebody told me that it looked like chopped up praying mantis, and I never ate it because of that.
And you're friends with this person?
And now the next time you look at it, is there meat in here?
Is it a cheese empanada?
I don't know. I hope it's not.
It looks like it's got
fish, right?
It's got queso, no fish. It's got queso fresco maybe on top. Right?
That is queso fresco.
Nice.
It's delicious. It is cheese.
Nice. And it's all over your face and your hands.
It's like an Italian pastry. With almost like ricotta on it, like loose ricotta. Here's napkins. Oh my god.
All right, I'm just going to grab the other half so we can try it at the same time here. Look, we're all friends here. It doesn't matter.
Wow. He took the whole thing in. He ate it in one bite.
Don't judge me.
How is it?
Mm-hmm. Right? So, that's actually very different.
It tastes sinful. It does, right?
Hashtag, tastes sinful. So, it's actually very different than what I'm used to in terms of empanadas. Oftentimes, empanadas, this empanada is maybe about 6-7 inches long, maybe about 4 inches wide. Oftentimes they're a little bit smaller, they're fried a little bit crisper, and they can be stuffed with meat, with cheese, a variety of different types of spiced beef. But this is a little bit softer. It's got a nice little crunch on sort of where it's sort of crimped, and it's got almost like a green chili sauce and the queso fresco on top. I'm happy you like that. I'm disappointed that you like it, because that means it's less for me.
All right, let's try the slaw. Now, the slaw looks like salsa and coleslaw met with corn. like salsa, met up with coleslaw, and then Corn just said, listen,
I'm...
They had a baby Corn.
They had a... It looks...
I'm a fan. Mm. I like pickles, and it tastes like a pickle thing because of the vinegar, and there's black beans. I like it a lot.
And it almost makes you feel like you're eating... Ooh, you get a little bit of heat on the back end?
No.
It almost makes you feel like you're eating healthy.
I think that is healthy.
No, stop it now.
No, come on. It's cabbage and tomatoes and lettuce. It's not bad.
It is. And so if this is... So is this, dare I say, a vegetarian dish? I guess there's no meat there.
Yeah, I would think, well...
Vegetarian and somewhat
right.
healthy.
Cheese would be a vegan thing, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I think it's a vegan...
So, see, now we can justify eating all the other fried stuff because you had a little bit of slob.
Yep, I agree.
So I think, dude, you're on a roll. I think you're rolling here. I think you need to just get one of those nice chips, which look, these chips look as though they are probably made in-house. I'm going to try one plain.
You want to try Chipotle hot sauce?
Not yet.
Okay.
All right. Good crunch, thick enough. What I need you to do, brother, I need you to dive in and scoop up that guacamole.
All right. Is that enough?
No, but go ahead.
It's good. I'm not going to go say great because I don't know. I'm not getting much from it.
Okay.
You try it.
Let me see. Let me see what we got here. So what I look for...
I'm getting flavor.
Right. So I look for... Probably you see it's got some, got a little pepper in there. You see a little...
That's
what
a serious chip.
I like... What I like... Again, don't judge how much guacamole you put on my chip.
That chip can hold weight.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, definitely. Like, this is not your store-bought chip.
No.
But look in here. You see how there's, like, big chunks of guacamole?
Yeah.
That's what you look for.
Like the opposite of mashed potatoes. I'm looking for the chunks. Okay.
Mmm. Oh. And you got a little bit of sweetness, a tiny little bit of heat. See?
All right. I'm a friend of avocado.
Avocados. And you know what? It's a superfood. I mean, I don't know if it really is, but in my mind, it's good for you. It's got good fat.
It's good fat, right. It's supposed to be the peanut fat, the good stuff.
Listen, I can justify anything. I'm going to be able to justify that barbacoa tacos are healthy.
All right, come on.
But you ordered that, so you go first.
I know.
And you're my guest.
I can see this is good.
So you get three tacos, a generous helping of Mexican rice, and I love black beans with queso.
Now, let's be serious. How much meat is in there?
That's all meat.
It's a lot.
That's no joke. That's
okay,
all meat.
They're not joking around. All right.
And you, like, what you need to do, and just so you know, when you eat that, you got to do the Philly cheesesteak lean, which means you got to lean forward, let your mouth fall over the plate so it doesn't get on your...
That is juicy, delicious, barbecue, very good meat. It just fell apart where I bit it. That's awesome. You have to taste that now.
Oh, I'm going to. Don't worry.
Oh, it's awesome.
So it looks like it has a little cilantro on top.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's all meat. And the tacos are, again, maybe 5 inches or so.
But the seasoning on the meat. Wait till you taste it.
I love me some barbacoa too. See, just you got the lean in.
I really love my shirt. Right? Do you taste how seasoned and delicious that is?
Oh yeah, it's really tender. It's super super moist, and there's just a little bit of a hint of a spice on your palate. I almost put the whole thing in my mouth, but I don't want you to judge me.
Wow. You had to do the lean because it's not on you. I'm very, very proud of you, but it dripped all over.
It's all over the floor.
It's on my shirt, though.
Uh-huh.
My belly comes out more than yours. So. Now, you know what's funny? They're corn tortillas. Usually, I would prefer a flour tortilla, but in this, it doesn't matter. It's so delicious, it does not matter.
You know what, too? The tortillas are soft, and they're still warm. Oh, I like... What I love is I don't like so much heat that it overpowers a flavor or something, but there's just enough that it sits on your tongue for a few minutes after. So now you got to take a little bit of the rice.
Right, there's a difference between...
With some of the drippings from the barbacoa.
There's a difference between flavor and heat. Mm-hmm. Some people like heat just for the sake of heat, but all it does is cover up everything in your mouth.
There's no reason to have ghost peppers.
Right, exactly. So this might be that way. That's why I brought this for you, just to see your face. I brought him Chipotle hot sauce. I'll tell you when he tries it.
Mm. Oh, I love me some black. Like this, and I know I use this phrase a lot, but certain meals that I have, especially when I walk around World Showcase, I identify as what I would think is comfort food for that culture. These barbacoa tacos with the healthy portion of rice and the black beans with the queso fresco, that to me feels like Mexican comfort food.
I totally agree. But isn't it, I mean, come on, you can't compare this to Taco Bell. This is real.
Dude.
This is real Mexican food.
Dare I say, I like this barbacoa better than Chipotle barbacoa.
I totally agree. The meat is real. Like, it's almost like pulled pork, but yeah. Beef.
And it's got, it's, I don't know what types of spices they put into the meat, but I like, so you can get.
I'm just trying the rice and the beans. I'm turning the tables on you.
This is a lot of, I mean, this actually is a lot of food for two normal human beings. It's even a lot of food, dare I say, for you and I, because you do really get, you know, again, it's $10 to $12 a portion, but you get generous portions of it.
Taste the rice?
Yeah, of course.
What is that?
I don't know.
There's a delicious flavor on the rice. It looks dry, but it's not.
Right. It looks, and it looks like there's nothing in it save for some carrots.
Right.
Hmm.
Mix the rice with the beans, please.
I did. Oh, it's amazing. Come on, brother. And that's what the beans help the rice sticks to the beans.
I'm hoping you have to go to the restroom so I can finish this.
I was just, you know, man, I was hoping when I said Mexican, it was going to be something you didn't like.
No, this is good stuff. I like it. I like it.
Right? And that, like, the beans, like, that stick to your ribs food. Like, you're not going to feel hungry when you leave here.
No, absolutely not. You could, I don't want to take that whole thing from you because I know you like it. No, I'm not eating the whole thing. Split it in half. Come on. I'm going to split it in half.
No, listen, you're my guest.
Too much, though.
Listen.
Too much.
You didn't. Oh wait, there's actually three empanadas. You didn't like the empanadas.
Yeah.
You eat that. I'll eat the empanadas.
This is yours.
I can put the whole thing. I can put the whole thing by now. All right, I'm going to.
Would you really? See, because you're not video. That's why you can do that. I could. Oh my God, look at you.
For a wee little man, I can do a lot of damage.
Do you edit out the empty space while we're chewing or not?
No. This all goes in as is, and see now. That I had that.
Wow.
If I have some of this slaw salad corn thingy,
yeah.
It like
cleanses
counteracts
the
all the health.
Oh, I thought it was like cleanses your palate.
No, now it's healthy. Oh, wait, I didn't try my soda. Here, take this. You talk for a minute.
Okay. I'm sorry, my mouth is full, but hold on. All right,
Jarritos Piña Refresco Sabor. Natural, which means refreshing natural peanut soda.
It looks like a bottle from Mexico of a specific soda that they would drink in Mexico. Or they're just fooling us. But I think it is. It looks authentic. Piña. Oh, I guess that's the pineapple.
Oh, it's different. It's not what I expected. So
I'm going to taste it without putting my mouth on the bottle. Because I'm after beans
here,
and rice.
I haven't used a straw.
No, it's not.
I have no cooties. So it's, you know, we in America, our soda or pop or whatever you call it, is very different than, so that tastes like something that you would get at the Coke thing at Club
yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Very different than like an Italian soda, which I think is a little bit lighter and fruitier. It's carbonated. It's very, very
it's
sweet.
Natural pineapple flavor.
Yeah, it's very, you can really taste it. It's very yellow. It's very, very sweet. I don't know if I could have... It's like root beer. Like, you can't have six of them.
Yeah, and it's very, very sweet. But there's layers of pineapple. When you first taste it, it's sweet. And then you get pineapple.
What's cool, though, is when you get something a little bit spicy and you have a drink of that, it sort of tempers the heat a little bit.
I agree. I like it. I couldn't drink the whole thing, though. I'll go with the Diet Coke.
So, and I'm not really a soda person. Like, I haven't had soda in ages. I gotta put this down so I can... Oh, no. You know what? I have one. You have one. Oh, look, I got a little bit of salad of my little slaw stuff on my empanada. Oh, I got everything. I got the little sort of queso fresco. I got the green chili sauce, and I got some of the salad. I'm doing the lean again.
This almost tastes like a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cannoli a little bit with different cheese in it. Wow. Don't you taste, you know, the sminges, the zeppoles?
Yeah.
That's the kind of...
That thing... type of fried dough.
Yeah.
So, again, this is not, it's not a, for me, a typical empanada in terms of what I'm expecting to be filled with meat, but I like it.
Yeah. And that alfresco stuff you said, alfresco?
Queso fresco?
That's like a very nice, refreshing...
It's sweet.
Yeah. It goes with it well. But it almost feels like I'm not eating dinner. It almost feels like a dessert, this thing.
Well, So Charlie was right, though, man. Those barbacoa tacos are ridiculously good.
They really are. Let's take some home to go.
And that, you can, I mean, that, the three, I mean, that's a, there was a lot in there. That's a good value for, I think it was maybe $12 or $12.40.
I agree.
So, because I think you get, there's a lot of food in there, and it's a lot of substantive food. Like, you know, a big thing of chips is chips, but that's a lot of rice, a lot of beans, and there's three tacos in there, too.
I don't mind spending $12 if the meat in there is as good as that was. I mean, that was, you got to see it. It was shredded, but there were also chunks. And I'm one of those people that if there's something in the meat that I can't chew or, you know, comes back at me, I'm like, ugh. That was really good quality meat. There was no fatty pieces. It was awesome.
Yeah, I like that a lot. So in order, the barbacoa thing first. I do like the I do like this guac, man. These are like big chips. Like these are not like little, you know, Tostitos things. These are like solid.
They're not going to crack when you dip them.
Like I'm digging deep, man. I'm like Mama Odie, man. I'm digging a little bit deeper and getting some.
You gotta dig a little deeper. I love Mama Odie.
So that's the play right there. Each one of you get a thing of tacos, two different ones. You split them up, and you get the chips. Boom.
The problem is there's three tacos. Very hard to split. You gotta cut one in half. Somebody's gonna fight. There's gonna be a fight somewhere.
You're gonna fight over the barbacoa.
The rice and beans aren't gonna last. Get your fork in here.
Is it really? Is it? It's even. It would be really sad if I said I could eat a whole another one of those, right?
I actually, the barbacoa is. I know you could. But you know what? As you're sitting here, you're getting fuller, I think, because I am. It took time, though.
Dude, it's amateur hour. I can. Listen, you got. Don't think about it. Just keep eating. Yeah, just keep eating. If you eat slower, you get full faster.
You still have dessert and maybe a drink.
That's true. And there's still. And look, there's still a lot of rice and beans left, too.
I'm trying to be nice to you about it.
Listen, you go nice, you go hungry here.
You go nice, you go hungry. It's like a Hunger Games quote. All right. When am I going to get you to taste this hot sauce?
All right. So what do I want to put the hot sauce on?
It's a chip. Just
I'll put it on a chip.
Let's see how hot it really is. Ready?
All right.
Yeah.
And I'm putting a generous amount on.
Yeah,
right?
I saw that. Me too.
That's not a sissy amount.
No. Let's try it. Okay, I'm not regretting it yet. No, it's not so bad. It's a lot of tomato. Nice amount of heat, but not overly hot.
Yeah, I could eat this.
It's not ghost pepper hot.
No.
That was good. I would have put that on the taco, actually, had I known.
You know what? It's kind of mild.
Yeah.
It's maybe a medium heat.
There is a mild up there, too.
Is there a hot? Like, is that the hot one?
That's the hot one.
Wow.
I think Disney realizes there's all palates here. And not to, you know, what's hot to somebody may not.
Or maybe our palates are just evolving.
Could be. There is a thing with that. You know, you do get used to the heat.
Yeah.
There's people that it's not hot to them, but it's hot to someone else because they're just not used to it. It's like salt. If you limit your intake of salt, things taste saltier after a while.
I'd love me some salt.
I know. Me too. All right. I'm putting a line in the sand now with the rice. There's your rice. I took mine onto the dark side. The bean side is the dark side.
Believe it or not, man, there might actually be food left over. No, sorry. No nacho gets left behind. Many guacamole, many avocados gave their life. Do you know how many Bothans died to bring us this guacamole?
Is that Star Wars' Bothans? I like Star Wars. I don't know what a Botham is, but I know I've heard it. What is a Botham?
I don't know, but... A lot of them died to bring us this information. The Death Star plans.
Okay, let's talk about this. I don't think the food inside is any more authentic than what you got out here. Really?
Yeah. It's a different experience. It's obviously sit down. There's a wider variety on the menu. Obviously, a much more expanded menu, both drink menu, dessert menu, and full menu as well. But I think there's something here for every palate. Like, even if you're not a Mexican food person, you can have the guacamole, you can have some of these things, which are... And look, there's nothing scary on here.
No.
You know, the guacamole scares you.
The fish tacos scare. Fish tacos scare me.
I'm tempted to get them just so you don't get scared.
I'm scared of them. But Disney's not phoning in this food at Epcot.
No.
This is really good. I'm still shocked at the rice and beans. I would go and get another rice and beans just to have rice and beans.
I'm nodding like, yeah, like, okay.
You're not too hungry, are you?
Yeah, I am. I'll just keep eating the chips.
Eat the chips.
And then after you leave, I'll just come back here and get another one.
I would get some to go, just to take a bite. That barbacoa stuff? Wow.
I know. Oh, look at this. Look at the size of that piece of avocado.
Okay, so when you hear barbacoa, that was huge. Do you think of Barbossa like me? Because I'm immediately Pirates of the Caribbean when I say barbacoa. No?
No.
Okay.
I think of Rocky Barbacoa.
Oh, okay, good. At least you have something to go with that.
And then
I order, I'm like, I want the Barbossa tacos.
I have a Rocky Barbacoa.
Hold on. You got to hear the crunch in this chip, right? That's a crunchy chip. Yeah, and they're about double the thickness of your normal Doritos
like
chip.
Nothing. You gotta work to break that chip.
Yeah. You have to have teeth.
Like, tell me, like, in terms of counter service dining locations in Epcot and a room with a view, you know, in terms of, where else do you have a counter service restaurant like this with a view of the water, nice little breeze, a little music in the background, the boat's going by, you're protected from the elements?
No counter service. I'm just going in my head. Right, Morocco is sit down. The UK is sit down. Yeah, no, you're not getting... Right, that's what I mean. Yeah. No, you're not getting counter service like that. Now, speaking of which, another one to do maybe, the China one, the China sit down.
I haven't been there in a long time.
We should do that again. I've recently had the orange chicken. Amazing. Yeah.
So what's your favorite counter service restaurant in Epcot Center?
Okay, absolutely true.
You know, let's just go. I'll go World Showcase, because I think Sunshine Seasons is...
Okay, I think I would have picked, what is the one by the China called? Willow's Oasis, White Orchid something? I don't know the name, but I would have said that. But now after today, it's definitely...
Lotus House.
Lotus
Blossom.
I said Orchid.
Lotus Blossom.
Orchid, same thing. No, I wouldn't have found it in a phone book.
The Swan Station. You're at the Swan Station.
I definitely will say this now.
Wow.
After that, come on. After that barbacoa, Cantina is my favorite counter service now. Hold on, let me go in my head.
I want to throw out two words for you just to sort of mix it up. Katsura Grill.
I've never been.
Come on.
I've never, because the people...
Who are you and what have you
the
done?
The people that I go with just poo-poo it. They nay-nay it.
You're hanging out with the wrong people.
Clearly.
Look at the way we eat. We need to hang out. Maybe we shouldn't hang out more often.
I have to blame my friend Mark. He's not adventurous at all.
Yeah?
No, pizza pasta. Via Napoli is the only thing that gets him to Epcot.
We'll have to get... You know what we need to do? We need to bring Mark one time and sort of get him to sort of try... Look, we got you to try guacamole.
Yeah.
And salad and empanadas. Dude, you
just the rice there. I don't know what you're doing. You're leaving the rice.
Wow, when you clean the plate... You literally clean the plate.
You have to.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what it comes from.
God, I love rice.
It comes from a time of not having any money. You go to the restaurant, you eat so clean, and you tell them they never brought me my food. I've learned that.
I love me some rice and beans. I think there's a little bit of Latino like hanging out inside.
You've abandoned this one.
I did. I've given up that rice for you. And there's still salad, and there's still nachos left.
Okay, worth noting too. I'm not going to say they oil it, but the bottom of the, I guess the box that they give you the stuff in, they have a little nice
oil.
The
barbacoa, like, and that, it's like I said, like a Philly cheesesteak. When it's dripping the oil, like, that's when you know it's good.
What is the flavor? I don't know what that is. It's delicious, but it's like just a red seasoning in the meat.
I don't know. It's secret sauce. It's you know what it is? It's barbacoa covered in awesome sauce.
Covered in awesome sauce. You want more of those now? I'm thinking about it. I'll go buy it. I'll go buy.
You know, I'll have to stop the recording first because I don't want people to think like, wow, now I see why Lou Mangiello's Fat Lou again. This is now your favorite counter service. So I'm curious for you, the listener, have you ever eaten here? Have you ever eaten at La Cantina? And if not, why not? And if you think that you don't like Mexican, I think this is a good way to sort of dip your toe in the water. And then you move on to La Hacienda and then you go all in, man. Then you like sit down inside the pyramid. I love the theming and the atmosphere of the San Angel Inn.
We should take a ride on that before the day. Okay, so I think that
if I go on the boat right now, I'm going to take a nap, which is, you know...
I'm wondering if a lot of people who pass this think that it's going to be Taco Bell. Because that's what I would think.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm definitely surprised. I'm surprised, honestly, with the size of the portions and the quality, like you said, of the meat.
Yeah. And I'm so picky with meat. You know that.
Yeah.
I really am. I would go get those and eat them with my eyes closed. I don't have to pick it apart and look through it. No, it's delicious.
Yeah, I think this is a great option, too. And like we said,
in terms of view and atmosphere.
It's basically a steak, you know, shredded and chopped up into that thing and seasoned. That's what it is, a steak. We ordered a steak for $12.
You're kind of in love. You're a little bit in love with the barbacoa.
I'm thinking about going to get more.
You are having a bromance with the barbacoa at La Cantina.
I'll settle for we'll get a margarita or something. Or the mojito. The pomegranate.
Ooh, yeah.
Mojito.
Again, just for research purposes, we'll get the mojito.
Okay, the birds like it here too.
I got nothing for you. I got nothing. I would have given you food, but it says, please do not feed the wildlife or John Big Fat Panda. So he ate everything. I think I may need to come back again just because it was that awesome. Dude, speaking of coming back again, we need to do this again because who has more fun than us? And it's just an excuse for us to go and eat. I'm having deja vu all over again.
Little Lotus.
Dude, we're two for two. We've had like two.
One right now. Nobody would know it's not the same day.
And you know what? I could still eat, and that's probably a bad reflection on me. Anyway, let's tell people where they can find your stuff, because you do tons of video thing. Like, that's your thing. You've got your YouTube channel, and you're on the Twitter and all that.
BigFatPanda.com leads to all roads. They make it very simple. Thank you very much. I appreciate
Take a detour at the barbacoa, and then head your way to Big Fat Panda. But in the comments or on Twitter, at Lou Mangiello, let me know, have you ever tried La Cantina? And if so, what do you think? And or we'll have to ask people this week what their favorite counter service restaurant in World Showcase is. John Big Fat Panda has a new favorite. Get in line before him if you're planning to get any barbacoa. Brother, thank you very much, man. This is awesome.
Cool. Are we coming back with a drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll stop recording, but I might get another barbacoa, too.
Okay. I would have one of them.
Too bad they don't do like a sampler platter.
It might be too much. We like it so
good. Could they did a sampler platter, like one barbacoa, one chicken, one fish?
I would say no to the fish, but yes, I would like if I could pick and choose out of the three. And why can't you? They're making them all back there. Let's go tell them. This is wrong.
Time for our Walt Disney World Trivia Question of the Week. I invite you to test your knowledge of Walt Disney World history or see how well you pay attention to the details, not just in what you see around the parks, but what you hear as well. And if you think you got it right, you can enter for a chance to win a Disney prize package. Before we get to this week's question, let's go back, review last week's, and select our winner. So last week, we were talking all about Tomorrowland, and our favorite attraction for many people is the Tomorrowland Transit Authority / Wedway People Mover / Your Highway in the Sky. And your question was to tell me who was the original sponsor. Now, Alamo is the current sponsor, but who was the original sponsor of the Wedway People Mover? Once again, hundreds of you entered, got this one correct, because you know that Jack Wagner told you way back when that the Edison Electric Institute, for America's investor-owned electric companies, welcomed you aboard the Wedway People Mover, this quiet, clean, electric-powered ride of tomorrow, blah, 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 for the Grand Circle Tour of Tomorrowland. Anyway, it was the Edison Electric Institute. I took all of the correct entries, randomly selected one, and once again, you are playing for all seven of my virtual audio walking tours of the parks and my 102 Ways to Save Money for an at Walt Disney World book, both of which are available at www.radio.com, and also one of the coveted Tomorrowland pins. And last week's winner, randomly selected, is Brett Goodman. So, Brett, congratulations. I'll get your address and get your package out to you right away. If you played last week and didn't win, that's okay, because here's your next chance to enter in this week's Walt Disney World Trivia Challenge. So obviously this week we were in Mexico enjoying Mexican food and the Mexican music and the ambiance and the attraction and the margaritas. So I figured this week's question, of course, has to be about Mexico. And I made this one real easy for you because all you need to do is give me the name of the opening day boat ride attraction through the Mexico Pavilion, now known as the Grand Fiesta Tour, starting the Three Caballeros. That's it. You have until Sunday, July 12th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to email your answer to contest at www.radio.com. This week you're playing for all seven of the audio tours, a copy of the 102 Ways to Save Money book, and a WDW Radio Magic Band cover. So good luck and have fun.
that's going to do it for this week's show. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in this and every week. I truly appreciate how valuable your time is, and I'm grateful that you choose to share and spend some of it with me. Also, don't forget, too, that in addition to the podcast, you can join me live every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern for WDWRadioLive.com. Unlike the podcast, you can be part of the show and the conversation. You can watch by visiting WDWRadioLive.com or by going to Ustream and searching for WDW Radio. You can also watch live on Periscope. So if you're on Twitter, you can download the Periscope app. It's free. Follow me on Periscope and get notified of instant live broadcasts, not just every Wednesday, but occasionally I'll do some from the parks, just walking around through Magic Kingdom, Epcot, or the resorts, whatever it may be. You can find the Periscope app in both the iTunes Store and on Google Play. Speaking of social, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, everywhere. I am at Lou Mangiello, and like the WW Radio page at facebook.com/WW Radio. I'd also love to hear from you. Don't forget, I want to know what your favorite counter service restaurant in World Showcase is. I would love for you to tweet me at Lou Mangiello. Come by the show notes at WWRadio.com/411. Leave your comments there. Same thing on Facebook, Pinterest, whatever it may be. Share a picture. If you want to call the voicemail, even better, call the voicemail from World Showcase. Be heard on the air, 407-900-9391. And if you have a question, a comment, a show suggestion, whatever it may be, you can email me directly at lou@wdwradio.com. And of course, you know that while I love connecting and having conversations with you online, nothing beats a handshake and a hug. So if you go to the events page at wdwradio.com or Facebook, you could also find out about upcoming meets of the month in Walt Disney World and events on the road. Our next meet in Disney is going to be Sunday, July 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. over at Disney's Animal Kingdom at the Hip Joint in Restaurantosaurus. Anyone and everyone is welcome. Come alone. Bring the whole family. Come late. Stay early. Strike that. Reverse it. You know what I mean? Everybody is welcome. And of course, they're always free. August 30th, we're going to spend a day together at Typhoon Lagoon. So a day at the Disney water parks, August 30th. And then I'll have information about September and upcoming meets as well. And you can also join me on the road. I travel a lot as I speak to businesses and conferences and schools, whatever it may be. So the next On the Road meetup is going to be Sunday, August 2nd in Fort Worth. I'm going to be doing the keynote presentation at Podcast Movement in Fort Worth Sunday evening about 7:30. Still trying to lock down an exact location there. And if I can help you build your brand or your business or come to speak to your conference or to your school or even just to help you turn your passion into your profession, visit loumangiello.com. See if I can possibly help you in any of those ways. Speaking of help, I have to say thanks as always to Mouse Fan Travel for their help and their support and the great feedback I get from so many of you who have used their services in the past. They are free to use. They get you all the available discounts. They help you with ADRs, questions, whatever it may be. You can find them at mousefantravel.com. And of course, you know, if you want Celebrations Magazine delivered to your door or your device, you can visit celebrationspress.com. And as always, my friends, and you are my friends, whether we have met yet or not, all I ask is that if you like the show, please help spread the word. Tell others about it. Let your friends know. Tweet out that you're listening with a link to the show. Share it on Facebook and comment there. And please go to iTunes and rate and review the show there. It is super helpful and very much appreciated. Thanks to you, we have more than 1,000 reviews. Would love to see more 5-star reviews coming. I want to thank Pickley200024, Maxime Valade from Canada, and Paul Lang for their recent reviews this week. You can visit wdwradio.com/iTunes or just go to iTunes and search for WW Radio and you can leave a rating and review there. Also, if you want to help the show and be part of the WW Radio Nation, you can visit wdwradio.com/support. It's a great way for you to help the show and also get exclusive rewards, including monthly scavenger hunts, access to our private Facebook group. There's a lot of great conversations and polls and contests going on there. Custom personalized Magic Band covers, logo gear, backpacks, shirts, care packages from Walt Disney World, some surprises, live video group calls, and lots more. And don't forget, too, that a portion of your proceeds goes to benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation through our Dream Team project. Again, completely optional. Great way for you to help the show and show your support for WW Radio. I want to thank some recent members of the nation, including
Amy Hoffacker, Allison, Mickey Orlando, and Garrett Dorman. I really, really appreciate your friendship and support, as I do each and every one of you. You don't know how grateful I am to you for taking the time to listen and email and tweet, whatever it may be. And if I can ever help you in any way to say thanks, please let me know. And I sincerely hope that you are doing what you love each and every day, or at least starting to take those steps towards pursuing that thing that you love and following your dream. And look, the hardest part is taking that very first step, however small it might be. And even if you can't see the full path ahead of you, take that first step, have faith, and always keep moving forward. And I hope that you have the most amazing week ever. So until next time, thanks again. See ya.
Hello, Luma and Jello. Hello, WDW Radio Group and the Fox people and everybody that's going to be in the marathon in January when I'm going to be there. And also everybody who is going on the Star Wars cruise with Lou and Becky in February, which I will not be on, but I want to give you a countdown. So I have 190 days until I do the 5K, my first one in Disney World. And then on top of that, there's 222 days until the Disney Fantasy Star Wars cruise with the WDW Radio Group. You guys are all going to have an amazing time. I am so excited and stoked about running in or walking in my first 5K in the world in January. Hope you guys all have a wonderful and safe 4th of July. And hugs and love. Have a great day. Stay positive. You've got a friend in me.
Yeah. Welcome, mis amigos, to friendly Mexico. Toda la noche fiestas, where everywhere you go. Listen to marimbas and mariachis too. Playing Latin rhythms and serenading you. Come join the crowd, the music's good and loud. The air is full of sun, so come and sing along. Because in Mexico, 24...